child, you've made that same mistake so often that it's getting to be a habit. It goes like this.
Yeah, I know how it goes. I invented that step.
Well, that's the only time you ever did it then. Gee, you dance as if you were hooping to the sweet strains of church bells or something. You got about as much snap as last year's garters.
I know it, I know it. I oughta. You told me often enough. Why don't you get some music to go with it? Tired of hearing it as a straight monologue. Now get this. I'm doing the best I can. Somehow I just don't seem to have the old pepper. I got a sense of rhythm like hiccups.
Aw, darling, it isn't your fault. You've been sick and you've been in bed for so long that you ain't used to being on your pins. I don't see why that raisin-hearted Bergbaum couldn't have waited a few days.
Now listen, baby. Like your fun. You gotta take your breaks where you find them, see? I'll crack through this morning. Don't you worry about me, kid. When I get through with that tryout, it's gonna be charcoal instead of boards on that stage.
I don't think we're gonna click, Val.
What makes you say that?
Well, in the first place, you're the backbone of our act.
You never heard my vertebrae about it, did you?
No, you aren't skillful enough.
And you talk about me being the guy that puns around this joint.
All right. Now we've had our little recess. The class will now come to order. No, what I mean to say is that, well, you're the hoofer in the act, and I'm kind of second man. Well, honest, Val, you're as sour as an Alaskan lime.
That's so. Now,
well,
listen.
It's not your fault. Anybody'd be after what you went through. La Argentina danced like a streetcar with square wheels the first day she got out of bed after being sick, too.
Mm.
To tell the truth, you know what I mean by that, don't you? Well, I think that it's foolish for us to even try out. It'll only make you tired and us look like a couple of monkeys in front of Bergbaum.
Now, listen, baby. I know I ain't up to the old form and all that, but just do you wait till we get on the board with a good hot band. Now, listen, kid. Bergbaum will think we're a whole chorus we'll move so fast. And another thing. Don't forget this ain't no common garden variety of a tryout. It's a shot at big time. We gotta fight for it, see? We gotta put on a dance for that guy he'll remember.
Now, he'll remember it all right. Yeah. Just as he remembered Steve Brody's Brooklyn Bridge jump. I know it's gonna be a shot at big time, Val, and I'm trying hard, but gee, in your condition, it's gonna be a shot out of a half-cocked gun.
Ah, oh, you'll make me sore.
It's exactly what you've done to my feet. And I mean on the tops and not the bottoms, too.
You'd think this act was the worst act on the boards.
Well, I can't think of any worse right offhand.
You know what's the matter with you?
Don't tell me it's adenoids.
No, you lost your nerve.
Well, I ain't lost my nerves. I'm so jumpy that when that cat walks around this house, it sounds like a horse. Gee, my nerves were on edge, and now they've fallen over. I'll be seeing caterpillars with pink fur in a couple of days.
Now, listen, don't get the horrible visits, baby. Nothing's important as that.
Yeah. Do you know how much dough we have in the old sock?
Mm-hmm. We got 15 bucks.
Mm-hmm. 15 bucks. And do you know how much groceries that's going to buy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you. That ain't enough to feed a real vigorous goldfish for a week. You don't seem to realize that we've a good chance of cutting out the little luxury of eating.
Well, we ain't never starved yet, have we?
No, but we've come so close to it that the rustle of a sack of peanuts was a dinner bell for a long time.
Ah, listen, you got a bad case of gloom, that's all. That's what's the matter with you.
Thanks. I'm glad to know it.
You're welcome. Oh, listen, Blue Eyes, don't get discouraged. Just part of the game. Our game, see? We gotta play it by the rules. Sometimes them rules is tough. Sometimes they're swell. Buck up, baby. Oh, so you have to try out this guy Bergbaum. He'll be taking up a collection to erect a statue to us.
Yeah, or a tombstone.
Oh, there you go. Try and be a trooper, will you?
Oh, honey, I will. I'm sorry I've been talking this way, but... Well, I don't know. Sometimes I forget that I'm Laverne of Laverne and Valentine and... I think I'm only a wife to a man that I love so much that I hate to see him in a tough spot. I forget that it's all part of hooking. Oh, forgive me, Val. And I know we'll wow. Say, this guy Bergbaum will be flying around the balcony with sheer joy when he sees us. And he'll finally roost on the grid and drop $5 gold pieces so fast that it'll look like the snowstorm little Chi-Chi went out into.
Yeah, no way to talk, kid.
Well, now that we've had our sermon for today, let's go over that last number and see if we can do it without looking like we had stepped on chewing gum.
Okay.
What? Why, Pon, what's the matter?
Now, listen, never mind the livestock. Let's get this dance shaped up. We ain't got more than a few minutes now before we got to leave for tryouts.
Val, look at Pon.
Do I have to? Oh, gee, after that ride in the subway, I could tell that cat by its claw marks. Let's go.
Well, doesn't Pon look different?
Well, he ain't got no feathers going on him or nothing. What do you mean, different? Oh.
There, did you hear that?
Sure, I heard it. What's so unusual about that? Was you expecting to do bark?
Val. Pun's sick.
Well, ain't that too bad. Come on, let's go over this number again.
Yeah, but Pun's sick.
What do you want me to do about it? Go out and send him some flowers or something? Now, listen, Alice. We got a dance to put on in about half an hour. That cat ain't sick. I Cat's got 9 lives anyway, and if Fun had 10 less, it'd be okay with me. Come on.
His little nose is hot.
Ain't that sweet. Come on.
It's all your fault.
What? The Fun's nose is hot?
No, but he's sick.
My fault?
Yeah. He caught your cold. I simply know it.
For the love of Mike. What am I supposed to do? Wear a flu mask when I talk to that cat or something? That cat caught a cold. That's the only thing he ever did catch. Give him some aspirin and let's get this dance underway.
Oh, but Val, Pun may die.
And you wouldn't know it even if he did. Cat doesn't move now, only when he's on subways.
Oh, you poor little darling. Come on and let Mama pet you.
Hey, are you going to sing Mammy songs to that mouse mangler or are you going to rehearse?
Oh, Val, Pun's all wet.
Yeah, I know it.
I mean that his fur is wet.
Maybe he's just sweating, huh?
Oh, don't be silly.
Yeah, that is kind of silly. Cat never does anything to work up a sweat. Nothing but an appetite. That's all he ever works up.
Aw, poor little Pawn. Val, go down and see Joe. You know, he keeps the seals. Maybe he knows what to do with a sick cat.
All right, but if this ain't a swell time to play Red Cross with a cat, us with a rehearsal.
Go on and hurry up. Oh, how did you get all wet, you poor little pussy? Do you feel miserable? Oh, you do? You'll feel better pretty soon. Do you want me to get you some nice, warm milk?
Sick!
What are you laughing at?
You know what's wrong with that milk top?
Certainly, he has a cold.
No, Joe just told me that Bud was down there playing with his seal, see? And they was playing with a ball and one thing or another, and Bud and these seals get to be pals. Well, see, when the seals dive into the tank and play around at the bottom of the thing, well, Pun dives in with him, see? He starts playing around underneath the water, and down near drown. That crazy cat thinks he's a seal or something. Yeah? He's a smart cat, yeah?
Pun, did you do that?
Oh, yeah? Well, why didn't you say so in your first place?
In about a week, Pun will have those seals climbing trees and catching mice. But listen, Pun, a cat should stay out of the water.
Yeah. Hey, we better buy the darn fool some water wings. Let's get going on this number, huh? Come on, ring out the cat and let's go.
You run over there by the gas heater, Pun, and get dry.
And I hope he shrinks.
Ow.
Ah, same to you. Come on, Alice. We got just about time to go over this once before it's time to go down to the theater.
Yeah, we've gone over this routine so often it's all worn out.
Yeah, it ain't polished, that's one thing. Gee, my legs are so tied up now they feel like a bundle of laundry. Ain't got any more give than a miser.
Oh, that's from being out of training for so long. When you don't use your legs, they stiffen up. You'll never have to worry about lockjaw.
Yeah? Well, let's go.
Hey, you're dancing as if you were doing the dance of the 7 veils with 6 of them tied around your ankles. Don't you ever get corns on your knees letting them rub together that way?
I just can't execute that step, that's all.
Execute it? You've murdered it, that's all.
Yeah?
That's about as near to a clog step as an old lady tripping over her grandma's crutch.
I know it. This routine's about as ragged as a lion tamer's shut tail. That's my fault, kid, but I can't help it. My feet must have got home rule while I was sick. I don't know what they'll have to do.
Sure, that's what I'm telling you. You got to get back into the swing gradually.
A hammock in the old folks' home's the swing I belong in.
Oh, don't get discouraged. It'll come back in a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days, but it's today, this morning, I'm worrying about. What am I going to do with the tryout?
I hate to think.
Well, I ain't going to flop, see?
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I don't see how you're going to keep from doing it.
Don't you worry, old lady. We'll get by.
The only thing we could get by today is the doorman. Oh, this guy Bergbaum is going to pull his last 5 hairs out when he sees us.
Listen, we got a good chance, see?
Of what?
Oh, go on, get your coat. It's time to go. And when we see this guy Bergbaum, be sweet to the clown, see? Smile at the baboon. Give him all the teeth you got.
Say, if I had as many teeth as a buzzsaw, it wouldn't make any difference to that guy if we didn't put on a good act. That guy's all business.
Yeah, everybody's.
Are you going to be awful disappointed if we don't click, honey?
No, I ain't going to be disappointed. I'm going to be surprised.
Well, I'll try awful hard, Val.
Thank you, I'm worrying about. It's the other party in the act.
Oh, you'll be okay.
I got to get over, kid. It means big time again. I can't flop. I won't flop. I won't flop.
Oh, of course not. Here's your scarf.
Oh, now listen, baby. I can
put it on.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
And if we click, we won't have to come back to this cell.
Well, if we don't, we'll have nice roomy quarters, too. The park.
Now, don't you worry about that.
No?
No, we're going to click, see?
I hope so. Gee, it'd be swell to be in big time again.
Well, listen, kid, in just about a half hour, we'll be in big time with a contract.
Oh, well, and if we aren't, we've gotten our exercise out of it anyway.
Ah, come on.